SBS Radio.
For professional worker Josh, his method of unwinding after work has been illegal up until now. The Canberran works in IT for the government and doesn't want to reveal his identity because of the impact it could have on his career, and his voice has been disguised. He uses cannabis recreationally.
If I wanted to say, for instance, some people when they go home they have one glass of wine. They don't have the bottle, they just have the one glass. For me, having a few puffs on a vaporizer or a quarter of a joint is just enough for me to forget the woes of the day and refresh my life. I certainly don't intend to get high. For me, it's just about taking the edge off the day.
He's welcomed the ACT becoming the first jurisdiction to decriminalise the personal use of cannabis. After years of battling through depression and anxiety, he says it's helped him manage.
There was a massive change in my personality. I became much more extroverted, much more outgoing, less anxious, less stressed, less emotional, less angry. I became a lot more relaxed. And my circle of friends very much noticed that, my wife in particular.
It's now legal to possess up to 50 grams of dried cannabis or 150 grams of what's called wet cannabis. Adults can cultivate 2 plants per person, 4 per household. Users need to ensure the plants aren't accessible to the public or children. The ACT's Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the law is a reflection of changing community values.
I think it reflects the values of this community that we want our law enforcement focus to be on organised crime and large-scale production of illicit drugs, and that we don't want to penalise or stigmatise users, particularly recreational, small-scale recreational users.
But the federal government has warned under Commonwealth law it's still a criminal offence to possess cannabis, and despite the change, users in the ACT could still be charged. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
States will make their own decisions according to their own priorities and the complexion of their own governments, and that's up to them, and I would expect federal law enforcement agencies to enforce the law.
The Labor member of the Legislative Assembly who pushed for the bill, Michael Pedersen, says the federal government is scaremongering.
There exists a Commonwealth cannabis offence. There's no disputing that. But what we're saying is that there is a defence to that offence. The defence that is written by the Commonwealth government is that if your cannabis possession is excused or justified by a state or territory law, that provides a complete defence.
Drug experts like Dr. Nicole Lee from the National Drug Research Institute argue the benefits outweigh the drawbacks.
The war on drugs really has created and maintained a level of stigma around drug use more generally. It will continue as long as criminalisation of drug use continues. So one of the really key benefits of decriminalisation and legalisation of cannabis and other drugs is that it moves it from a criminal justice issue to a health and human rights issue.
While Josh understands there are long-term health impacts of cannabis use, he says it's not a permanent solution.
The idea that someone comes home and has a glass of wine is the same as the idea of someone who goes to work, does their 9-to-5, comes home and has a joint. And that idea of a professional stoner is becoming more and more common vernacular within my generation.
The sale or supply of the drug remains a criminal offence. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.